Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, it's considered the slowest sports day of the year. I completely disagree. This is a big day in Houston, 2 weeks away from training camp. Astros, the only game on in the MLB today. NFL Hall of Famer John McClain, join us. We're going to play the hits, but because a lot of people think this is a slow sports day, we're throwing out random takes. We've given out a lot. Tracy Morgan, not funny. Holding hands, overrated, among other things. Figgy Fig, give us your random take to start the segment.
Going to the movies for a first date. It's not a good first date, and it's borderline awkward.
713-572-4610. Is movies for a first date?
I think that's accurate.
Overrated. ESPN's Adam Schefter yesterday, he confirmed what we've been talking about for a while. The Texans are not hiring a GM for 2019. They're going to divvy up the responsibilities between Matt Bazargan, formerly of the New York Jets, James Lippert, he's going to handle the college scouting. Chris Olsen's going to handle the money. And Jack Easterby, he's kind of the wild card, but could be the guy with the highest ceiling and the highest NFL future out there at NRG. NFL Hall of Famer John McClain actually says Jack Easterby, formerly of the New England Patriots, could actually be the team's general manager in the near future.
Yes.
I believe that after next season, when they reassess where they are based on what they know that happened, and the record will be part of it, but Cal McNair and everybody else will know what happened behind the scenes. And if things go well and O'Brien's still going to be in control, then Easterby, to me, would be a natural to be the GM. And then again, they could wait and see. And, of course, they would never tamper to find out if Nick Caserio's still interested. And it could be the plan still to go after Caserio, but right now so many things can happen between now and after the draft. I think that Easterby would have a better chance if he's as good as everybody says he is.
It's funny you said that, John, because I'm like this close. I'm not there yet, but I'm this close.
He's holding his fingers very close for those of you that are listening on the radio, which is everybody.
Close to believing that Easterby actually has a better chance than Caserio. And the reason is this. He's here. Casario's not. They're going to have 10, 11 months to recruit Caserio, which we've talked about. But here's the other part of this. The fact that the Texans have already kind of publicly, as of yesterday, which, of course, we know you were reporting it before, but publicly, nationally, are down with not having a general manager for this year, that doesn't help a future tampering case. Like the Patriots can basically say in 10 months if the Texans go after Caserio again, oh, why did they wait 10 months? Had they had contact with him already and that's why they waited? You know what I mean?
But once his contract's up,
it wouldn't matter.
It wouldn't matter.
Yeah.
And everybody up there knows he's gone now, says he's gone. And he said he wants to come here. But on the other hand, so many things can happen up there. What if Belichick decides to be the team president and turns over the GM, the title, and the duties to Caserio? What if Belichick retires? You know, that's always a possibility. And nobody knows whether he would or not. It's just so many things could happen between now and then. And mm-hmm. The reason Easterby has an advantage, the old bird in the hand to two,
sure,
in the hand to
sure.
two in the bush.
Yeah.
He's here. It's like an audition for him, how he works with O'Brien and how he works with Cal McNair. And I'm eager to see how it's all going to play out.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned Easterby talking, and he's a very, very good talker. He's got a background as a religious speaker. He's also been a team chaplain, and he's an extremely good talker, and we actually played some audio from Jack Easterby. This took place 6 years ago, thegreatestchampion.org. This was when he was making a speech before he even went to the Patriots, and I just want to give some background on how powerful these words are before we hear him. I actually got an email from a listener by the name of Wilson, and he sent this email in. He said, I was listening yesterday being the day after that we last played this, and you played something about doing ordinary things extraordinarily well. It describes my father in his life. A month and a day in ICU and now in a rehab center. I want my father to hear the message and would like to play it to him. My father will have to learn to speak, eat, and even drink, and one day walk again. My father's name is William, and he goes by Willie. Please forward the video or audio so I may share that with my father. And that just kind of puts in perspective how powerful Jack Easterby's words are when you actually hear them. This is Jack Easterby 6 years ago talking about the keys to being a champion.
I just want to give you five things, your high five, of what I think champions look like. And the first one starts with probably the most important. If you want to be a champion, if you want to be something great, something that other people haven't done before, the first thing you've got to do is you've got to have a why. This is the reason. This is your passion. This is your desire. Number two is to eliminate entitlement. We serve in a culture where many people step up to the mic and feel like they are owed. We walk into the locker room with our chest out, like we're owed something by our coach. Number three, give your all of the time. You have to go hard all of the time. Number four, and this is where it gets pretty good. You have to do ordinary things extraordinarily well. You want to separate yourself on your team, man? You do ordinary things like be on time and these other things that they've said tonight. You do them extraordinarily well, and you'll show up and you will raise yourself above your teammates. Here's the last one, and I'm going to close with this. Finish what you start. We are in a society of partial dedication. When it goes hard, people quit. Usually people give in. But if you want to be great, friends, I'm talking about great. I'm talking about excellence. I'm talking about the highest level that your potential can take you to. You've got to finish what you start.
John McClain, your thoughts?
Well, that would have been when he was 29 or 28 years old. He's from South Carolina. It's very impressive. Sounds like, based on what those two sponsors told me, he sounded like talking to them. Now he's just got a lot more experience, and that's one reason listening to him talk. I'm eager to see his impact on the organization. I hope, based on how good he talks, and the Patriots let him talk because he was doing interviews during the Super Bowl, that Bill O'Brien will allow him to talk, and we'll get to know more about him and what his goals are with the organization. But you can't have a guy that Scott Pioli and Romeo Crennel swore by in Kansas City, and then Belichick hired him to help them deal with the Aaron Hernandez situation. And then he worked his way up from that to being a trusted confidant of Bill Belichick to now moving up with more responsibility with the Texans when all these other teams wanted him. And the guy's good. The guy's good at what he does. And I think we're going to look back in, say, a year from now, maybe 2 years from now, and say that was a real coup for the Texans to get Jack Easterby.
Just side note, is Cal McNair expected to talk on the first day of training
camp? I have no idea. I have no clue.
Didn't Bob used to talk the first couple of days?
No, Rick Smith talked last year, and Rick talked the year before. I can't remember before that.
I know I've talked to Bob.
Well, you may have, but he didn't talk the last 2 years.
Okay. So you don't expect Cal to, or you have no idea?
I don't expect him to, but I don't know. He may come over there. They're here.
Because he still never addressed what Bill O'Brien talked about.
He hasn't, and I think he probably, I'm guessing he never will be. Maybe a year from now, if they've won a Super Bowl and Jack Easterby's a general manager and they name him, then he'll talk about
just letting it fade away.
Matt Bazergan, another guy who is going to have a prominent role with the Texans organization, 14 years with the Jets. He's going to oversee scouting. He'll basically do the heavy lifting of what Brian Gaine did from a personnel standpoint. Tell the people about Matt Bazergan, John McClain.
Brought in here by Brian Gaine, who used to be with the Jets. Brought in James Lipford, who was with the Patriots. Rob Kiesel, who's been here as the director of pro scouting, he was hired by Charlie Casserly, left to go to a Blesto, I think, or National. I can't remember which combine, and came back and got more responsibility. Those are the three top dogs in the personnel department. And Matt was highly respected by Gaine. He played a low-key role with the Jets. He was there when they were beating the Patriots under Rex Ryan, when they were going to the AFC Championship game under Rex Ryan. And he was there. I believe he was there when they went 10-6, but he also was there under Mike Maccagnan before he came here under Brian Gaines.
Is this real? Is this real? Mike Vrabel? I'm looking at this story right here. This is another just kind of a side note right here. Mike Vrabel on a podcast with Taylor Lewan said he would cut his man part off for a Super Bowl.
He probably would.
What? What do you mean?
They got to draw the line somewhere.
You're acting like that's absolute.
That's how bad he wants a Super Bowl's head coach. He's already got multiple rings.
Yeah, you draw the line somewhere. You draw the line somewhere.
What would it take for you to
cut your... Not having any more kids.
Well, what would it take for you to cut your man part off?
Well, let's see. Considering how little I use it,
that's right.
It's expendable.
I can't believe he said that. Oh, my God.
I'm going to Nashville next weekend to host a fundraiser for Duchenne Muscular Dystrophy with Vrabel and John Robinson, which I do every year, a private dinner, and I'll make sure that that's the first question. I'm going to say, if you guys win a Super Bowl, where's the cutting going to be?
Yeah, exactly.
That's good journalism right there. J.J. Watt tweeted yesterday, this was a couple hours after Aaron Wilson of the Houston Chronicle put out there that Jadeveon Clowney would not get a long-term deal from the Texans. J.J. Watt said, control what you can control. Don't worry about what you can't. Would you like to irresponsibly speculate, John McClain, on what that tweet means?
Let's see. Control what you can control.
Don't worry about what you can't.
You can't control whether you get a contract or not. You can withhold your services, which Clowney's been doing. And then he could stay out longer and give up millions, which Dwayne Brown did, and everybody says is not going to happen. So I'm guessing that's what he's talking about.
That must be it. I think it's just a general – it's not directed at anybody. I think he's just like – that's a J.J. Watt kind of – he's working hard, so just control what you can control kind of thing.
Which is making sure you take care of yourself and be ready to play, and the money will come eventually.
Exactly.
There we go. Running back trade news in the NFL. Despite changing agents, Duke Johnson still wants to be traded from the Cleveland Browns. And Los Angeles Chargers running back Melvin Gordon, he's informed the team that unless he receives a new contract, he will not report to training camp and will demand a trade. This courtesy of ESPN. John McClain, any hope the Texans could land either one of these running backs?
No. Duke Johnson, they'd be stupid to trade him because they don't have Kareem Hunt till the second half of the year. He's the backup running back. He's not going anywhere. What he should do is put a lid on it, work his tail off, play well, and maybe the trading deadline, which is, I think, the first Tuesday of November, that's close to 8 games, then maybe somebody would give them something for him, but to maybe a playoff team's lost a running back and needs him. So he needs to make sure to control what he can control.
I think a lot of these NFL players now think that they're in the NBA. I really think that because the NBA is getting so powerful, players are more powerful than general managers, and good ones anyway, and they're able to command where they play and how much they play and with whom they play.
You can make a case Antonio Brown made an NBA-like move, though, this offseason, John.
But they're not the NBA. They don't have the contract power.
No, they never will. The owners run the NBA. Players run the other sports. I'm not sure about hockey. Let me ask you guys something. Russell Westbrook goes to Miami, play with Jimmy Butler. Where are they in the Eastern hierarchy?
Top four.
I think that's a good – yeah, they probably are top four.
Top four. Milwaukee's still the best. Mm-hmm. You got to put Miami in there in the mix. Toronto takes a step back, but they're still – pretty good team without Kawhi. They're not that.
I think Clippers Lakers are right there.
Well, he said Eastern.
No, I know, but in terms of NBA, Clippers Lakers are going to be right there at the top. In the East, I would say they'll be in top four.
Top four, and I feel bad for Tyler Hero. I love the kid out of Kentucky. I just feel like
why he's killing it in the summer.
He's going to get traded to the Thunder, man.
Oh, okay,
that's what's going to happen. But they have to wait 30 days. So if he is going to go to Miami and they want Tyler Hero to be a
he's
part of
the trade.
He's
killing it right now.
He's awesome. Yeah. I love Tyler Hero. But the thing is, they have to wait 30 days after he signed his contract to be able to trade him. So Russell Westbrook, if he is going to Miami, you got to assume that they would want Hero. You're going to have to wait about 4 weeks for that to happen. So we can tap the brakes there. But I worry about Tyler Hero having to go to OKC. Astros Rangers tonight, John McClain. The only MLB game on tonight. It's the first game post All-Star break. Framber Valdez is on the mound. Astros with a 7.5-game lead and a 9-game lead over the Rangers. You just said, geez, I think you should take the over in this game. It's 11. Take the over, and let's get rich tonight with the Astros, the only game on. I would
definitely take the over.
Yes, sir. You heard it here.
Framber hasn't pitched worth a darn recently. He had to go down, and that's why they needed more
pitching. I thought
they
released him. I just totally missed that.
I'm glad it's the only game in the league. It's great exposure for the Astros. But if we have any kind of update on Correa and Diaz,
well,
Diaz was, they said, would come back.
Correa was running,
than
wasn't
Correa.
He?
Correa,
they went back to,
is running.
They went to Florida,
yes,
to work out. And are they any closer?
I haven't heard anything about Diaz. That must have been a really bad hamstring pull.
He must have. Mm-hmm. He didn't have surgery, though, right?
No, he didn't have surgery.
Not that we know of.
Well, that's got to be as bad as it is because, you know, if it's detached from the bone, it has to be reattached. He'd be out for the year, I think. So he must have just pulled it terribly.
Yeah, the Diaz is a little bit strange. Correa should be back in the next week or two, but we don't know exactly when. If the Astros do win the – I don't even want to say that. Let me rewind that. When the Astros win the AL West this year, they will be the fourth team in the history of the division and the first since 2013 when they entered to win it three straight times. Do you know the other three, John McClain?
Rangers?
Never.
Never? Well, that reduces it to the Angels.
Angels did it in 2007
Mariners.
To 2009. Never.
Oakland?
Oakland did it twice. They did it 1971 to 75, and they did it in 1988 to 90, the Bash Brother era. A's in 71 to 75, and then 88 to 90. Angels 07 to 09. And the Astros, they'd be the first team since they entered in 2013 to do it, but the fourth team overall. Impressive.
Did you guys see Garrett Cole told the media at the All-Star game that he was eager for free agency and the Astros should be in it, but, you know, he's 6 years in the league. It was his right.
I don't blame
to
him.
Test the market. I think he'll get a record-breaking contract somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And then you hope McCullers can come back, but that's why this starter they trade for needs to have some years left on his contract.
They need to trade for a starter and make McCullers a reliever.
I think that'd be great, wouldn't it? I think he said too many bad things about him to come here.
Accuse him of cheating.
Not to mention his relationship with Cole, but he's got another year left on his contract. Are you guys in favor of including Kyle Tucker in the deal?
Yes.
Uh-huh. I'm good with that.
I wasn't last year, but now with Alvarez coming up, I'm all for it.
And Brantley out there in left field. He's got one more year of club control. Hopefully he ends his career here. Could have been the All-Star Game MVP. John McClain, it's always a pleasure to have you in. What's coming up on the Chronicle?
I'm going to the Chronicle now. Do Facebook Live and a podcast with Aaron Wilson. It'll be posted today. I have a mailbag on Texas Sports Nation in the morning, and I will have a Texans column on Sunday. Thank you, guys. It was a lot of fun, as always.
Thank you, man. Thank you very much for coming in on a special time as well. I know you're vacationioning. Thank you for coming in on Thursday. We greatly appreciate it.
Oh, and at 6 o'clock, I'll be back on Texans Live with Mark Vandermeer.
There we go. That's a duo right there. The man with the golden tones and the man with the golden plaque. Right now, I'm going to give you a chance to win four reserve seats under the pavilion at the Miller Outdoor Theater to see Seussical. You know Dr. Seuss. You know the legendary children's books. Now there is a musical that you can go see. It's going to take place Tuesday, July 16th through Sunday, July 21st at 8:15 p.m. nightly at the Miller Outdoor Theater. Experience the best-loved characters from the legendary books in a magical musical extravaganza for the whole family. Theater Under the Stars, it's celebrating its 50th anniversary, and it all started at the Miller Outdoor Theater. Cast of over 75 will be performing, and it's a lot of people from across the city of Houston. For more information, visit TUTS.com, or you can take three friends or family with you. 832-430-2946. You're going to go see Seussical. 832-430-2946. Seussical. Going to be a very fun time. We are 2 weeks away from training camp, and all hands are on deck for the Houston Texans. We're going to get into that next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.